One time, about 3 days into a particular corporate fast I had called others to commit to, I found myself facing impossible food cravings. So, at home, glancing this way and that to make sure my wife was not looking, I quickly sneaked some yogurt and chips. Anything tastes good when you are fasting. The next day, I was in our 24-hour house of prayer in Pasadena when a prophetic intercessor walked in. "I had a dream of you last night," she said. "I saw you sitting where you are sitting right now." I thought to myself, "This is awesome. God knows my address." Then she said, "But in the dream, I was deeply disappointed with you because you were supposed to be fasting and instead you were eating yogurt and chips." My heart sank. I thought, "This is terrible. God knows my address." Right now, you are probably either aghast or laughing hysterically. Perhaps the best response is to feel strangely consoled. As for me, I have pondered this story for years. Was God teasing me, gently reminding me in love that his eye is on the sparrow and me? Or was he declaring, "Son, it is your calling to shift history with prayer and fasting. Do not take my call lightly." Maybe both are true, but I think the latter more important. Great things issue forth when God calls you to his own intercessions. God knew that I would speak and write about fasting and prayer. He was sobering me back to my purpose. So do this. Know that a call to fast is not a call to perfection, but do not take the fast lightly either. Our flesh will fail, yet God is full of grace. He loves the simple yes toward him that a fast represents. So if you have previously tried and failed, be renewed and return to your consecration in his strength. Learn from my mistakes. There is no such thing as failure in fasting. The whole purpose is simply to break into a realm of faith. Even recently, I fasted for a long season, but was not able to maintain total denial as I had set out to do. I ate a little something every day. Yet on the 40th day, the very anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival, the Lord broke through into my life and gave me my assignment for the next year. Fasting is never about health.